The report says only 6 of the 42 African countries tracked are likely to reach the goals: Mozambique, Malawi, Mauritania, Congo-Brazzaville, Mauritius, and Ghana. If pre-officials say of all the world's regions, sub-Saharan Africa has made the least progress toward reducing hunger since 1990. Among the countries that have experienced the greatest setbacks over the past 15 years are Liberia, Burundi, Swaziland, and the DRC. Among those that have shown the most progress during that period are Malawi and Mozambique. At the bottom of the Global Hunger Index are 10 countries with the highest levels of hunger. In last place, at number 118, is Burundi. Just above it are the DRC, Eritrea, Sierra Leone, Ethiopia, Liberia, Niger, Yemen Republic, Angola, Comoros, and Zambia. If pre-officials say 38 of the 42 sub-Saharan African countries ranked are lagging behind their efforts to cut child mortality, 35 are not doing enough to reduce child malnutrition, and 27 have not reduced the number of people who don't have enough to eat. Doris Wiesman is a nutritionist and a researcher for the International Food Policy Research Institute. She says a number of factors help determine whether a country will meet the challenge of reducing hunger. They include education, health care, and food production and availability. Armed conflict also increases hunger, as combatants cut off food supplies and take food meant for civilians. Most sub-Saharan African countries involved in war over the past 15 years scored poorly on the Global Hunger Index, including Burundi, the DRC, Eritrea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Angola. Wiesman said, however, that at least one country is making progress.
When we take Ethiopia, we can say that food production has improved, but also child mortality has fallen and child malnutrition has decreased. But of course, there remains a lot to do. Even with positive trends, of course, it depends where you start from. And Ethiopia indeed has invested not only into agriculture and agricultural extension services, but also in its health and education system in the past 2 years, especially after the war with Eritrea was over.
Improvements in food production can also lead in a drop in global hunger rates. Wiesman says some countries in sub-Saharan Africa, like Ghana and Benin, are growing more food, but she says improved food production alone does not necessarily guarantee a drop in hunger rates.
We don't only want to have food on the table and food in the country, but we also want to see that this food can be biologically utilized and